All right, so we are back to some old school Bible study. This morning we are, I'm looking at the background for Corinthians. This is really going to end up being a part one. I'm going to do a couple sections of background here. A lot of times I kind of glaze through the background. I'll look at it one morning and that's kind of it. I'm going to spend a little more time on the background and understanding culture. I've never really spent a lot of time in historical context looking at some of these different places. And in this case, Corinthians, the church in Corinth. Corinth is just such an elaborate place. It's just an amazing place. And there's so much culture there that I want to understand it. And part of it is I also see so much of our American culture in the culture there in Corinth. And so I want to spend some time on that. So kind of two parts to this, but looking at the background in terms of the background in First Corinthians, there's a good reason to think, or there's not a good reason to think that Paul isn't the author here. So everything points to this is a Pauline letter. And we think originally, it sounds like there may have been four. We only have two. And I think this first letter is actually the second letter, if I understand this correctly. But Corinth itself, it was an economic hub of this time period, which is kind of the early to mid 50s AD. And it sat kind of in the middle of this thoroughfare for kind of between the Aegean Sea and the Mediterranean Sea, and it made it kind of a cultural melting pot. So there were a lot of cultures, a lot of different people groups. So it was a very diverse place, and it was also the center of a lot of entertainment. So at this time, people would pay and they would go see gifted orators stand and talk about things and to teach and to entertain and philosophize about life. And so Paul gets to Corinth, he meets Priscilla and Aquila, and they become, it's funny, they were tent makers, which sounds like an odd trade now, but they were tent makers, and they kind of help Paul get grounded and launch his ministry. And then later, Paul actually bumps into Apollos that we find out was originally, or was in Corinth about the same time as Paul. They didn't apparently spend any time together while both in Corinth, but they bumped into each other later in Ephesus. And Apollos was another gifted orator and Christian teacher. So he was, you know, the church was alive and well. Was the message of faith was being spread at this time. And in terms of the purpose of the letter, Paul had planted a church there, as I said, and Aquila and Priscilla had helped him do that. And he left and he had gotten word that things were not going really well. That the church, excuse me, was struggling to apply a lot of what he had taught, and so he was writing back to them to try to inform them and teach them, instruct them on how to take what he had taught and apply it. When I say a church, it's really much more like a small group or a Sunday school type thing. These people were, there was no Bible, so they would get together and they would talk about what they had been taught and how to apply that teaching to their life. But it was a little bit ethereal because, I mean, they didn't have the formal Bible. They didn't have all of that. So, you know, it's kind of someone would stand up and teach this, someone would stand up and teach that, and someone would say this. And you could see how, if you just think of the game, you know, the telephone game that you play when you were kids, you could see how at the time a message could get distorted pretty easily. So these letters would reinforce things, and probably they would probably study these letters together, and the letters would be used almost like scriptures used in today's modern church. And so it's kind of interesting to think how that worked. Paul had in this First Corinthian letter, he had five different areas that he kind of addressed: the divisions within the church, sex, food, gathering as a whole, and then the resurrection. And so you can see Paul writing on each of these themes, and he does it in a particular way. He addresses the issue, and then he talks about how to apply faith in life. So very useful. And so that's kind of today's background. Tomorrow, what I'm going to do, when I was studying this, I bumped into a message from Joel Osteen's brother, Paul Osteen. And he's doing at their church at Lakewood, they do something apparently called Monday Night Bible Study. And I bumped into a message where he's really going deeper into the background and the culture of Corinth and the, you know, just the economy and just really a deeper dive into what was really going on in Corinth. So I'm going to study that in the morning, make notes and incorporate that in this background. And then I'll start to work through the read through. So that's kind of the background today. We'll dive in a little deeper tomorrow.